sit and write hype rhymes time after time. About these hoochies, about these hookers, about these hood rats. Bitch, you disrespect that, bitch, you get your head cracked. Now pay your tribute to the PCG. Yo, and bow down, cause we royalty. Cause I was having my level with this bitch from Honolulu. You should've seen what she wanted to do. She wanted to do it from the living room to the kitchen. I mean, open up in the cabinets, breaking dishes. Yo, now let me tell you something, this is how you break a hoe. Tell her what she wanna hear, take her where she wanna go. And when it gets real good to him, you gotta treat him like you don't even care for him. Yo, yeah, that's a tactic, you call it psychology. We are from the pimp clinic, we call it pimpology. And we pimp on like them Rolling Stone, making hits all up in the traffic, yelling fuck a bitch. Yo, on a gorilla, my nigga. Yo, cause when I pimps like a gorilla. Yeah.
Wherever we go, we a nigga fly a hoe. From city to city, we still gorilla pimping. We still pimping. We treat the hoes like ghetto stars. We send them caviar. From city to city, we still gorilla pimping. We still pimping.
They call me Santana, hanging with my banana. Banana be in my clip, AK set trip. Get the clinic lingo, get the new single. Fancy pimp nigga, peep kid. When I hit you with the mental gallivanting, cause the hoes look good to me. They spit like 2 hours hooking up, they weak. Now they just streamed up, and they got their Mac up. Come on, yeah, they spreading love as I get my grind on the microphone. Slide you in the homies' bins, spin some of the homies' ends. Hella conversation with you and a friend. I never lied to you just so I could slide through you. Check it out, let me show you the view and continue to smell good and look good and still be chasing them hood rats like a nigga should be with a hella chronic sack with my fat ass gang. Yeah, niggas got a low rider plus I mobs with my rock waller. Chronic so the hoes follow. Worldwide, cause that's what I wanna do. Click with my ignorant pimp credit crew.
Wherever we go, a nigga play a hoe. From city to city, we still gorilla pimpin'. We treat the hoes like ghetto stars. We send them caviar. From city to city, we still gorilla pimpin'. We still pimpin'.
I'm the type of nigga that cause a gang of drama. Posted chillin', see I'm all up in your baby's mama. Fools be treating them like they royal. But see, half of these bitches couldn't spell the word loyal. I run deep with a gang of killers, so if it's static, you better come for realer. I say trust no hoe till the day you die. And don't be showing these hoes you're safe because it's suicide. I hit the AC as I roll through Killer California on a 10 on my way to Pomona. To make peace with my kin folks, marinate off some hell of a smoke. I keep it real like I used to do on the street, cause still waters run deep. And if you really wonder how I feel, can't nobody get by a gorilla.
We run game on you hoes from start to finish. Now it's the good, the bad, and the pretty. Now why would I run down the hill and fuck one cow when I could creep down the hill and fuck them all? I know this freaky PYT, so young, so sweet.
She was only 17
at one of my shows, kicking it backstage. You know them young ass bitches never act their age. She whispered in my ear, do you wanna fuck this young bitch? Make my dick ears curl up on my nuts. My spider sense is tickling. This bitch kept on mingling. She gave me the pussy in my ride. She wants to be a singer.
Promises, promises.
I tapped that ass and kicked the bitch up on my ass clash. And on my dash, she say, pimping ain't easy. I can't kick it around the bitch. They got no problem with me.
Wherever we go, a nigga fly out. From city to city, we still gorilla pushing. We still pimping. We treat the hoes like ghetto stars. We send them caviar. From city to city, we still gorilla pushing.
C'était quoi ça? C'était Above the Law, Gorilla Pimpin' sur l'album Time Will Reveal. Petite interlude.
Petite interlude. Uno, ocho, siete. He love that wicked shit. This for 9-6. Too much mix. Paint me a picture, sweet as a melody. No enemies allowed or unable to get into me. Hot, fills my body, makes my blood boil. Real motherfuckers, that was 7 years loyal. We lost my nigga 6 months ago.
And for people say not knowing, it's 6 o'clock. And the ruthless radio show is in high gear. So strap up, fools, and let's ride the yellow brick road to Compton. My mellow E is in the house. My city G's is in the house. My IE's is in the house. And I'm Dirty Red. Yeah, I'm in the house.
Come on, let's take that ride. Easy, easy, B-E-O-G from the other side. Rolling my 6-0-0-92-point-3 on my radio. Oh, got heat under my seat. Watch my back as I bump the beat. Double R-S-H-O. Now, wanna hit some corners. Jump up, jump in, rack four on toners. Talking about staying true to the street. Well, now you got it. Easy E on the beat.
I biggie bounce on the west coast. Flavor for the 9-4-6-4 Impala, cause suicide dose. Hopping and jumping, kangarooing around the streets. Ruthless radio, 92 the beat. The Compton Bank, Easy E's in the house. The 3-0 school DJ's in the house. Tony G, can I get a little cut? Julio G, can I get a fat cut? Yeah, I got the freak of the week in the backseat. Radio now, here I come. Mr. Baldy Snow when I'm on the run. 3D, click, click, bang, bang. Stick them up, phone with some ruthless thang.
Well, it's a female Hanna creeping up behind you. The neighborhood queen gets me when I find you. AOC 923, what you doing on the boulevard with me?
I be bouncing, flossing, riding, gliding, yelling out ruthless, dropping my siding, lifting back up with the hydraulics. You call it 2-for-1, it's the 2 alcoholics. What do you know? Hardcore with radio. Yeah, Mexican, you still can't play me though. AOT and Slow Pain, Straight G and EGE and 923.
It's like 2 for the trouble, 1 for the time, 3 for the clock and 4 for the 9. 5 for the shells, 6 for the clip, 7 for the fools that trip. Now listen, 92.3 side.
Un petit faux départ, hein. Pour ceux qui ne le sauraient pas, vous êtes sur Maggot Brain, émission hommage à Eazy-E. Une des émissions hommage à Eazy-E, parce que ça fait un bon moment qu'on en fait maintenant. Je rappelle qu'ici c'est le temple de la West Coast. À propos de West Coast, on saurait trop vous conseiller le Roule avec Driver qu'on peut voir sur YouTube, consacré à Mr. David Blake, better known as DJ Quick. Oui, DJ Quick spécial. Émission spéciale DJ Quick dans Roule avec Driver. Alors, dans les commentaires, il y en a qui demandent Above the Law. Un spécial Above the Law, ça ce ne serait que justice. Un spécial South Central Cartel, ce ne serait que justice. Un spécial Spice One. Puis d'autres demandent Big L, etc. Non, non, non. La East Coast, il y a suffisamment d'émissions là-dessus. Place à la West, place au Down South. Voilà, un spécial Ghetto Boys par exemple. Enfin, il a fait déjà un spécial Rap pour l'autre marque. Mais ouais, un spécial UGK, spécial 8-Ball AMJJ. Voilà des choses à faire. Spécial E-40 and the Mob. Voilà des. Enfin, les. Non, c'est pas. The Click, pardon. Le Mob, c'est le Mob Sound. C'est le son de la Bay Area. Enfin, d'une partie de la Bay Area. Il y en a qui demandent un spécial Paris. Voilà des bonnes choses à proposer. Moi, je dirais même un spécial RBL Posse, tant qu'à faire. Bref! Donc, spécial Eazy-E, comme on vous l'a dit, avec le générique de Ruthless Radio Show, l'émission radio. On va poursuivre, on a écouté donc Above the Law, Gorilla Pimpin' sur l'album Time Will Reveal, le troisième album, qui sera le dernier album chez Ruthless Records. Non, je dis n'importe quoi. Time Will Reveal et puis l'album Legends, donc Time Will Reveal 96, l'album Legends 98, ce seront les deux premiers à sortir sur le label Tommy Boys Records, puisque Above the Law a quitté Ruthless après la mort de Eazy-E. Donc le dernier album sorti chez Ruthless, c'est bien entendu Uncle Sam's Curse. Les vrais ont corrigé, bien sûr. On poursuit avec Ice Cube et Dead Homies.
Early in the morning, dressed in black. Don't ask why, 'cause I'm down in a suit and tie. They killed the homie that I went to school with. Damn. I tell you, life ain't shit to fool with. Still hear the screams from his mother. Why my nigga lay dead in the gutter? Yeah. And it's getting to my temple. Why is that the only time black folks get to ride in a limo? It makes me so mad I wanna get my saw and have some bodies hauled. But no, I pay my respects and I'm through. Hug my crew,
what up,
and maybe shed a tear or two. Then I wanna get blitzed, grab my 40 ounce, and then I reminisce about a brother who had to be the one and only. So I dedicate this to my dead homie. Another homie got murdered on a shakedown.
Damn.
Now his mother's at the funeral, having a nervous breakdown. Two shots hit him in the face when they blast. A framed picture and a closed casket. A single file line about 50 cars long, all driving slow with their lights on. He got a lot of flowers and a big wreath. What good is that when you're 6 feet deep? I look at that shit and gotta think to myself and thank God for my health. 'Cause nobody really ever knows when it's gonna be they family on the front row. So I take everything slow, go with the flow. Shut my motherfucking mouth if I don't know. 'Cause that's what Pops told. But I wish he could've said it to my dead homie. I remember, we painted our names on the wall for fun. Now it's rest in peace after everyone, except me. But I ain't the one in the front. Seems like I'm viewing a body every other month. Plus, I knew him when he was yay big. Pour a beer on the curb before I take a swig. But something ain't right. When it's a tragedy, that's the only time that the family's tight. Loving each other in a caring mood. There's lots of people and lots of food. They say be strong and you're trying. How strong can you be when you see your pops crying? So that's why Ice Cube's dressed up, because the city is so fucking messed up and everybody's so phony. Take a little time to think about your dead home.
Here and you don't have any donuts to serve them. What's the matter with you?
I feel terrible.
You got the top cop
and no
donuts.
That's an oversight. I'm sorry, Chief.
Do you like donuts?
Yeah, but I have Perrier here.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong.
And is it true that you are changing the slogan of the LAPD from to save and protect to we'll treat you like a king?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's
now,
good. Yeah, yeah.
We have a rap star here.
It's going to be on our doors.
We have a rap star here, Eazy-E from NWA. This is Niggers with Attitude. Niggers with Attitude. All right. Now, what about that, Chief Gates? To say Niggers with Attitude,
Now, this is Eazy-E. How you doing, Eazy-E?
All right, you?
All right. Eazy-E, Chief Gates.
There you go. There's
a picture.
Already. Where was the
Chief
photographer?
Gates.
He should have gotten that picture.
Chief Gates and Eazy-E from Niggers. Well, you're not with Niggers with Attitude, right?
Yeah, it's still together.
Oh,
you're
still
no longer a nigger?
Yeah.
No. Are you a nigger?
I'm the head nigger in charge.
You are still the main nigger in Niggers with Attitude.
Yeah, you got it.
You know, I feel a little funny calling you, are you with? Are you still a nigger?
Yeah.
Because I feel strange about it, yet that is the name of your group.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Wouldn't you like to be a nigger too?
Yes.
Right.
And now you are with NWLM, right? Niggers with lots of money. Because you've made a lot of money as a rap star. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That is correct. So you're pretty well set now. You and Chief Gates have more in common than you know. Chief Gates is out on the golf
course.
You're
on the same side now.
You're on the same side. You're the rich side.
Well, he's going to start singing a song with me now.
By the way, you both have beautiful tan. I got to say that. Now, let me ask you something. Oh, Niggers with Attitude, have you guys been... Chief Gates is actually darker than Eazy-E. Look at that. You've been out on the golf course too long. Now, let me ask you something, Eazy-E. You are a rap star, and what is that, a Rolex?
Look at that watch.
Look at that. Look at that. I don't have a watch like that, crying out loud.
Yeah, look at
that. It's going to ruin your image. Yeah, Chief Gates has a Casio.
I think we supposed to have the same ring.
Yeah, there you go. Let me ask you something, Eazy-E. You niggers, your band.
Why did the niggers break up?
Yeah, why? What happened?
Niggers don't get along?
Do the niggers get
all
along?
All niggers get along.
All niggers get along? No, do the niggers get along, seriously?
Yeah.
I'm talking about niggers with Attitude. I mean,
yeah,
your band.
Do
the niggers get along?
So why'd you break up?
We haven't broke up.
Because somebody said there was trouble with the niggers.
Everybody's just doing their own solo thing right now.
I see. All right.
There's no trouble with the niggers.
So each nigger has gone his own way?
Nah, not really.
I see. So each niggers talks to each other every night on the phone.
Yeah, all niggers talk.
All the niggers talk
every
night.
You know how we do it.
I got you. This is a very uncomfortable conversation to say the word niggers so freely.
Really?
Is it wrong, Chief Gates, to say niggers like this?
You know, I haven't entered into this. So I've got enough trouble.
Now, Chief Gates, you better stay out of this.
But Chief Gates would get in trouble if he did this.
Now, Chief Gates, if you interviewed one of the guys in Niggers with Attitude and you said, hey, niggers, what's on your mind, you would get in trouble for that, wouldn't you?
No question about that.
I think he liked that song, F the Police.
Now, you made a song, F the Police.
Right.
Now, seriously, as a man who...
What was that all about?
Why would you say F the Police? Aren't these guys just trying
to
do
their
job?
I mean, it's been going on for years,
What's going on,
and everybody,
exactly?
You know.
Can I tell the niggas something?
Police brutality.
All right, let me say something.
It's been going on for years, and everybody was scared to say it, so we wasn't scared to say it. So we wanted to say it and put it on record.
Let me say something here.
Who do you call?
Yeah, I mean, look, go ahead, Chief.
When somebody is trying to break into your house, easy.
How old are you?
Huh? Not that old.
How old are you? How old are you?
Not that old.
How old are you?
I was about 20.
About 20?
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
Compton.
In Compton?
Yeah.
And in Compton, with all the crime in Compton. And you're going to tell me you don't need the police down there. And you're going to F the police. You're going to F the police.
You
couldn't even go to school if it wasn't for the police. You know that? You couldn't.
That's right. You got good police and you got bad police.
You could not become a rapper.
We're talking about the bad police.
But you said F the police. Not the bad ones.
You're talking about a few.
You got the album you see on the back, What's Police We Think.
You're talking about a few. You're talking about a very few. Just a few.
Well, what if that few is the one that we
What if we took? What if we talked about all of the bad blacks in town?
A lot of people didn't talk about all the bad blacks.
And then we just said,
what if he wrote a song called F the Blacks?
F the Blacks.
That's cool.
You would like that?
Yeah,
no, you would. There's no way.
Cool.
Now, Eazy, what if the black man tried to steal some of your royalty money? Then you'd call the police in on him.
That's right.
First person to call.
You would handle it yourself. You made a song, F the Police. But at the same point, seriously, you know there's a lot of crime out there and everything. What's a cop to do when there's a lot of crime out there? Now, even like with the Rodney King beating, do you think Rodney looks better? Didn't they beat the ugly off him and now he looks... Seriously, when you saw his press conference, seriously, Eazy.
Hey, that's Rodney.
Isn't it true, though? You know, Robin was telling us a story that Rodney King now does speaking engagements to schools. Now, if you were a parent, right, would you want Rodney King to talk to your kids? I mean, this is a guy who's involved in a high-speed chase, drinking and stuff.
It's career day. Go to the Rodney King.
Who are the parents that invite Rodney King to career day? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Now,
Rodney doing his own thing.
Now, let me ask you something. When the niggas are recording and stuff, right, and outside there's a disturbance, who do the niggas call to take care of their business?
Most of the time, the police be around anyway.
Right.
They wanted to do a song called FNWA.
But if everybody calmed down, seriously, there's a lot of crime in the black community. If everybody calmed down and just didn't call the cops a lot for domestic disputes and all that kind of stuff, wouldn't there be less cops in the neighborhood?
Probably so.
Probably so, right?
Right.
So why are you effing the police?
Because they effed us.
They effed, but they didn't F you. They just get, they slapped Rodney around. And you know what? If Rodney's doing a high speed chase through a black community, he could have hit little kids and stuff.
That's right.
So police smack him around a little bit. Let me tell you in New York how they do it. Because you boys are from LA. You from LA?
Compton.
All right, yeah. Compton. All right, whatever that is.
That's a
let me tell you something.
What is Easy E?
We don't make a record together.
Yeah, what kind of name is Easy E? What is that? A rap name? What's your real name? I can't continue calling you. Let me call you Eric. All right, okay. For God's sake, Easy E. I feel like a dope calling you Easy E.
Alors, pour ceux qui ne comprennent pas l'anglais, bah, ils se disent « Oh, c'est juste des gens qui parlent à la radio, on ne sait pas de quoi il s'agit. L'animateur, il a dit que c'est un truc sur Easy, NWL, West Coast, ouais, bon bof, on va attendre que la musique revienne. » Pour ceux qui comprennent un petit peu l'anglais, ils se disent que, ils peuvent se dire que, et qui comprennent surtout, que c'est très intéressant parce que ça date de 92, cette émission, donc c'est... l'émission de Howard Stern, qui était quand même quelqu'un de très connu à l'époque. Je ne sais pas si maintenant, je crois qu'il est mort, mais je ne suis pas sûr. Howard Stern, c'était un animateur télé un peu, je veux dire, sulfureux. Il me semble qu'il faisait parfois venir des actrices X, des stripteaseuses, et puis il les laissait s'exprimer, n'est-ce pas ? Comme dirait Rex Nick, laisse le peuple s'exprimer. Enfin bref, comprenons ceux et celles qui veulent comprendre. Bref. Et puis il a interviewé des gens et des artistes, et donc il a fait venir Easy plusieurs fois. Et donc là, j'étais tombé sur cet extrait d'émission entre Easy E, donc Howard Stern, mais le chef de la police de Los Angeles, donc Daryl Gates. Il faut quand même savoir que le LAPD, d'ailleurs, Howard Stern, il lance une petite blagounette là, il dit la devise du LAPD, ça devrait pas être Protect and Serve, donc la devise de la police en général aux États-Unis, c'est Protect and Serve, donc protéger et servir. Et là, il dit la police, la devise, ça devrait être We treat you like a king, on vous traite comme un roi. Sauf que c'est en 92, et c'est donc une référence au tabassage de Rodney King, filmé par les gens. Donc Daryl Gates rit un peu jaune, mais voilà, je pense que le message est passé. Si vous comprenez l'anglais et que vous voyez un peu les Easy très calme, mais qui pointe quand même certains problèmes du doigt, puisqu'il dit, il parle quand même, la première chose qu'il dit, c'est « police brutality hein, ». Donc il n'arrondit pas les angles. Voilà, donc on est en 92. Il me semble qu'il y a quelques mois, il y a eu une histoire du côté de Minneapolis. Hein, et bon, il n'y a pas eu que Minneapolis, il y a eu Ferguson, il y a eu des tas de choses. Hein, toujours des meurtres avec des policiers acquittés ou presque. Ou en tout cas, quand ils sont condamnés, ce sont des lourdes peines qui sont minorées. Je me souviens d'un documentaire, où on avait réussi à condamner un policier pour 16 chefs d'accusation, et je crois que pour chaque chef d'accusation, il prenait au moins 10 ans, et au final, ils ont réduit ça à 2 ou 3 ans. C'est dire. Hein, alors, voilà, émission très intéressante où Easy E dit quand même quelque part son fait à un éminent policier, et c'est un gangster rappeur, hein, c'est pas un rappeur conscient ni quoi que ce soit, voilà, il ne minore pas les faits. Maintenant, reste à savoir si d'autres sont montés au créneau comme lui. Je pense que, on va dire, de morceaux genre fuck the police, on n'a pas eu beaucoup qui l'en ont fait de ce genre. Je passe et on revient à la musique, brièvement, avec, non pas du NWA, mais The Fila Fresh Crew, Right to Go to Work. Pourquoi passer de Fila Fresh Crew? Parce que dans The Fila Fresh Crew, il y a un rappeur qui s'appelle The D.O.C. Donc c'est un groupe texan. Et The D.O.C. va se retrouver à travailler avec N.W.A. Et puis il suivra Suge Knight à Death Row. Suge Knight et Dr. Dre à Death Row. Et il a sorti bien entendu un album solo. Et il a un fameux morceau de Formula, n'est-ce pas?
Ringing, birds are singing, but I'm cringing, praying that I'm dreaming. The more that it rings, the more my anger grows. It stops, snooze alarm, and out the window it goes. And I awaken to my same old boys, Tom Joyner in the morning, Cassano with the football noise, banana bugging. I call him a jerk, flip him off, but I'm not dissing him. I just hate to go to work. Man, I hate to go to work. Boy, I hate to go to work. Sheesh, I hate to go to work. Upset because it's Monday, I crank up the Hyundai XL. Oh hell, they're driving like it's Sunday on the freeway, and no matter what, it doesn't pay. People are still driving like they got the license yesterday. So slowly I put butter along down the highway. So my car's running hot, it's running my way. It's still in tip-top condition. The only repairs that I needed are the transmission. The fuel pump, the brakes, and they're almost gone. Yeah, but other than that, yo, ain't nothing wrong with my car. And I can fix that. Oh, that smoke, is it black? Yeah, I gotta get a pipe for the back. But anyway, in the midst of all the poking, I observe every other billboard telling me to quit smoking. I understand the warning and why they're hooked on its prevention. But I'm an American, so I pay no attention. Continue my trip to my trip, I mean my boss. I might be late, so let me make up a lie. I got lost in a storm, it was fate, and I hate that I'm 15 minutes late. Man, I hate to go to work. Boy, I hate to go to work. Then let me begin, tell you what I be doing, where I'm working, fast food, making meals that are worse than cancer, ain't a suit that would repulse anyone with no taste and a mother, it's an old Shy Light outfit, man if it wasn't for the 335 I'd quit. I mean it's silly how you can go all day bumping and banging like the NCAA does. I mean it's ill, to me the crap ain't chill. Once I saw a 10 come in, set back on the grill, 10 to 1, I bet you know what happened. Yeah, you got it, I invented the butt. Then when I cooled off and I stopped that dance, the people on the job started calling me hot pants. But that's a normal minute, and you're not having fun if you spent time in it. Bums line drinks and you're wiping up dirt. You're getting dissed by a girlie in a super tight skirt. The man telling you fired cause you're trying to flirt. Man, it's a crisis. Boy, do I hate to go to work. Man, I hate to go to work. Boy, I hate to go to work. Man, do I hate to go to work. Oh, my back say I hate to go to work. Why do I hate to go to work? Why do I have to go to work? Jeez, I hate to go to work. Yo, happy boy. I hate to go to work. Man, do I hate to go to work. I don't wanna go back to work. You know why? Because I hate to go to work. Man, do I hate to go to work. Oh, wow, I ain't even gotta go to work. It's Saturday, God, boy.
You don't like how I'm living? Well, fuck you. This is a us, and then you say, God damn, they ruthless. Everywhere we go, they say,
damn.
NWA's fucking up the program, and then you realize we don't care. We don't just say no, we're too busy saying yeah. About drinking straight out the 8 bottle. Do I look like a motherfucking role model to a kid looking up to me? Life ain't nothing but bitches and money, 'cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. See, I don't give a fuck 'cause I keep belling, belling. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
Hear what I have to say.
When me and my posse stepped in the house, all the punk ass niggas start breaking out. 'Cause you know, they know what's up. So we start looking for the bitches with the big butt. Like her, but she keep crying.
I got a boyfriend.
Bitch, stop lying. Dumb ass hooker ain't nothing but a dyke. Suddenly I see some niggas that I don't like. Walked over to him and said, what's up? The first nigga that I saw hit him in the jaw. Ren start stomping him, and so did E. By that time, got rushed by security out the door, but we don't quit. Ren said, let's start some shit. I got a shotgun, and here's the plot. Taking niggas out with a flurry of buckshots. Boom, 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 yeah, I was gunning. And then you look, all you see is niggas running and falling and yelling and pushing and screaming and cussing. I stepped back, and I kept bussing. And then I realized it's time for me to go. So I stopped, jumped in the vehicle. It's like this, because of that hoot ride. NWA's wanted for a homicide, 'cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. Fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. See, I don't give a fuck 'cause I keep belling, belling. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling? Just hanging, some dope dealing, some gang banging. We decide to roll and we deep. See a nigga on dates and we creep real slow. And before you know, I had my shotgun pointed in the window. He got scared and hit the gas. Right then, I knew I had to smoke his ass. He kept rolling, I jumped in the bucket. We couldn't catch him, so I said, fuck it. Then we headed right back to the fort, sweating all the bitches in the biker shorts. We didn't get no play from the ladies. With six niggas in a car, are you crazy? She was scared and it was showing. We all said, fuck you, bitch, and kept going to the hood. And we was fin to find something else to get into, like some pussy, or in fact, a bum rush, but we call it Rat Pack. On a nigga for nothing at all. Ice Cube will go stupid when I'm full of eight ball. I might stumble, but still won't lose. Now I'm dressed in the county blues, 'cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. I don't give a fuck 'cause I keep bellin', bellin'. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
Wait a minute, cut this shit.
Man, what you gonna do now?
What we gonna do right here is go back.
How far you going back?
Way back.
As we go a little something like this. Hit it!
Here's a little gangster, short in size. A t-shirt, Levi's, is his only disguise. Built like a tank, yet hard to hit. Ice Cube and Eazy-E co-running shit.
Well, I'm Eazy-E, the one they're talking about. Niggas tried to roll a dice and just crapped out. Police tried to roll, so it's time to go. I creeped away real slow and jumped in the 6-4 with the
diamond in the back.
Digging the scene with the gangster lean, 'cause I'm the E. I don't slang or bang, I just smoke motherfuckers like it ain't no thing. And all you bitches, you know I'm talking to you.
We wanna fuck you, Eazy.
I wanna fuck you too, because you see, I don't really take no shit.
So let me tell you motherfuckers who you fucking with.
'Cause I'm the type of nigga that's built to last. If you fuck with me, I put a foot in your ass. I don't give a fuck 'cause I keep bailing, bailing. Yo, what the fuck are they yelling?
But anyway, fuck all the shit, you know. You know, because most people in Compton don't give a fuck. Young niggas, gangbangers, same fucking thing with the police. All we do is rap about it. You know,
you know, because police like fucking with people, you know. Niggas stop you, throw you on the ground and shit, you know. Put a gun to your head and shit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just fuck with you for no reason. Anyway, I'll fuck the police.
They're giving me hard time.
Too much pressure.
The woman make me sad.
Too much pressure.
She tried to make me look smart.
Too much pressure.
The clock and the ruthless radio show is in high gear. So strap up, fools, and let's ride the yellow brick road to Compton. My mellow E is in the house. My city G's is in the house. My IE's is in the house. And I'm Dirty Red. Yeah, I'm in the house.
Come on, come on, let's take that ride. Easy, easy, B-E-O-G from the other side. Rolling my 600-92.3 on my radio. Oh, got heat under my seat. Watch my back as I bump the beat. Double R-S-H-O. Now, wanna hit some corners. Jump up, jump in, rack four on toners. Talking about staying true to the street. Well, now you got it. Easy E on the beat. I biggie bounce on the west coast.
Est-ce que c'était la peine de présenter, pardon, Gangsta par N.W.A. Ici extrait du CD Greatest Hits que j'avais acheté à Jazz Rock and Pop en 95 ou 96. Non, je pense que c'est plutôt 94. Non, 96 ou 97, puisqu'ils avaient fait la pub dans RER Magazine à l'époque, que j'avais RER Magazine, les premiers numéros sont sortis fin 95, début 96. Et on va écouter maintenant Above the Law, It's Not Where You're From, extrait de l'album Forever Rich Thugs.
Sitting at my palace, smoking on my chalice, nigga. About the 50 chips and live before a bigger figure. Baby, how can my shit stay hard? But hanging with these ATL niggas fresh off the yard. We some Remy Martin trippin', Hensy sippin', Westwell dippin', S-Class and Lexoin', with a Lolo. Got to give it up and act a fool for the flow show. Been loco, the homies label me casino, keep the real. ATL up and drop the heat for the skill. As an artist, me and my homies will build the hardest system, niggas from Compton. About to park and jump off the rock, nigga, now what's jumpin'? Got to tuck my bag, it's in, I'm never solo. Pants and shirt, made by Polo. I make my layups easy. Fly felines to please. Come through, nigga, and shoot the breeze. Feel.
See, it ain't where you're from, it's how you come. Like, if you want some,
you can walk down. Cause all of my niggas are niggas never. Since they don't give a fuck, we don't give a fuck.
See, it ain't where you're from, it's how you come.
Yeah.
Like, if you want some,
you can walk down. We put the damn from down to down. It's how you, it ain't the cut. Now I got 16 bars to set shit on. Yo, I come from the land where niggas low ride and C-walk. And B-walk, we run respect, nigga. Never leave the house without the strap for the vest, nigga. Black mob on my chest, nigga. I represent the West, nigga. Some days I be feeling like freeway rich, stacking chips. Fuck a bitch and stay rich, yo. I'm on the east side, laying low, flipping, yeah, yo. With my nigga enough. If it's drama, we call nuts. And you can call it what you want to. But it's gonna be vital when me and my homies step through. I'm in the ace with the pattern stone on by Doc. Hella beat, hella hot. I'm having so much money, who needs a hoe? Niggas been rapping for 10 years, still poke. Take care of your kids, folks, and stay down. Oh, and I'm the motherfucker that put the whoop on B-Town. My South Central niggas put me in the mix. For rapping and flipping bricks. Now that's some street shit, some real deep shit, some low key shit. Wanna play some segment?
See, it ain't where you're from, it's how you come. Like, do you want some?
You don't want none, cause all of my niggas are leaving stuff. Since they don't give a fuck, we don't give a fuck.
See, it ain't where you're from, it's how you come. Like, do you want some?
You don't want none. We put it down from dawn to dawn. It's back to and lay in the cut, what up?
We'll be right back.
now we gotta hit a track from this buster named Dad. But Dad ain't nothing but a mark who be punking out. Whoopin' won't get shit but my fist in your monkey mouth. So everybody swing with me, D-R-E-O-B-G from the CPT. It's on again, so tell a friend we got it poppin'. Me and BG knockout, swinging back to Compton.
Yes, while I'm back on the block where the BG's chill. Wet niggas like they get ill when monks get killed. Feel the strength of a loach as I overgrow. Step right up and get soaked, cause I ain't no joke. Whack MCs, I knock them out the box like Rick. You can't go kick ass, or either get your ass kicked. Steady back in my chrome, and I'm known for who bangin'. BG knockout, I got clout, and I'm Compton swing. From the 165 worldwide, niggas that straight do or die. Tagging up my set as I mob through your town, crossing out the dog pound, cause I'm my home now. So don't trip, you might get your fucking lips split. Cause niggas from Compton don't play that don't shit. Play still that up on top, and you know it don't stop. All busters bow down, all prepared to get dropped by that nigga named Knock as I rock your block. And I bet you never seen the BG calling shots. Down for my turf, put it work in my days. Now I'm in the house without a doubt, trying to get paid. Lay back and relax. With tracks, they keep you bumping. Original baby gangsta, and I'm stomping back to Compton.
But the Compton G, D-R-E, S-E-A stuff. Nutty niggas waste up, giving girlies vapors. Take a second to relax your brain. I'm still the same, you know my name. I don't get caught up in fame, I do my thing and hang with my homies non-stop. Much props to Compton and Watts. Yeah, show shot, a body rock. Mix Master Spade used to rock my block, but now he's history. Another mystery of a legend. And I've been checking mics since 87. Steady on his stripes on the streets with my speech, and keeps me a new chick to freak every week. So girl, you can page me, we can freak it out first, or you can leave a message with my niggas up at Outburst. You know I hit you back, leave a voicemail or something, and tell you meet me in the hood. I'm swinging back to Compton.
Compton Swinging, BG Knockout et Gangsta Dressed as Real Brothers sur l'album éponyme Real Brothers.
Sitting here with Eazy-E.
Believe that.
How are you doing?
Alright.
So Eazy, tell me, how is your life as a youngster?
Ruthless, my style is a juvenile. Ran with a gang, slang in the meanwhile, banking. I specialize in ganking, white, Mexican brothers and others daily. It's all about coming up, making sure no punks are running up. Because I'm a gangster having fun. When I'm walking through Compton, terrible. I never listened to my mother. It went in one ear and out the other. Ran my gang, so undercover. Call a girl out of name. Yo, I ain't no lover, I'm a pimp. Mac Daddy looking for the dollar. At 13, I bought a 6-4 Impala. Rolling and running from the police. Brother, don't you know? You can't trust a thief or thug, convict, hoodlum, or criminal. Leave your car open, gang for your stereo. Hard and raw, no regard for the law.
Eazy-E, were you ever caught slipping?
Hell no. Tripping off 8-ball. And girls ain't nothing but female dogs to me, bitches. I'm sorry for that verse. It's in my nature, I got a curse. Out anybody getting on my nerves to get beat, ganked, broken, served. So, you know who I am. And if you don't like it, I really don't give a damn.
Hmm, I see. So you're rather violent.
Sometimes.
Okay, what would be the situation when you so-called gank someone?
Wait me, for some people to leave. I got another trick up my sleeve. Step with pep to the back of the house, looked in.
all the lights are out. Grab the door and it's locked, so easily made my way to the window. Lift it up slow, cause it takes time, and looked around, and then I climbed in. Once inside, I start taking, cause you know it's no time for shaking. Get what you're gonna get, front and center, or get 5 years for breaking an inner. Move quickly, but no running. I think somebody's coming. Hear the front door key and I flee out the back with a fistful of jewelry over the wall. Don't fall, wipe my sweat, cause that was a close call. Getting ganked by the E is a lesson. So, is there any more questions?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is. Have you ever been involved in like an armed robbery or a holdup?
You mean a 211?
Yeah.
There's a store, but don't point. Walk inside. Case the joint, one man behind a counter, another in the back. Go out to the cart and load the gap. Grab the ski mask, here's the task. Going broke, come out with cash.
Were you slick?
Yeah, you gotta be cunning. Told Ice Cube to leave the car running. Walked in, said this is a robbery. Didn't need the money, it's just a hobby. Fill the bag, homeboy, don't lag. I want money, beer, and a pack of zigzags. The man in the back had a camera, so he came out to test his stamina. Took the gun and then dumped it. I'm not like Robin Hood, cause I want more, steal from the rich. Hang with the poor, my pockets are fat, you see. It don't matter to me, I feel like nobody is better than me.
Is all that true?
I don't lie, you see, I'm not Mr. Nice Guy.
Oh, so you're not exactly a role model.
Not exactly.
And for your listeners, what does EZ think of himself?
Fat and bold, you can't get with this. Those that try, you're on my shit list. Can't be caught, sought, or fought, taught, and damn so fucked. Down and dirty from the CPT, NWA, and Eazy-E. One more before we end this session.
What's your real age?
No more questions.
Eazy-E, no more questions à l'instant. Ce morceau, on vous l'a déjà passé, n'est-ce pas?
Yeah! Can y'all hear that? Can y'all hear that?
Yeah!
Well, clap your hands then! Come on! Clap your...
Your name is Eric, and be proud of that. Nothing wrong with that. Eazy-E, your African name? Is that what that is?
Nah, that's my nigga name.
That's your nigga with attitude name?
Yeah.
So niggas have those kind of names?
Yeah, all niggas have those kind of names. It's like you got Howard.
You know who you're talking to here? This is BCG, Big Chief Gates. He can mess you up, you don't behave yourself. You still got friends on the force. He can mess you up. Ruin your life.
That's all right.
Yeah, he'll mess you up. All right. Because you get out of line, you'll have you completely cuffed and nude and hogtied.
That's cool. As long as they don't do no beating.
Let me tell you how. No beating today. We're here to celebrate my number one status, Eazy-E. That's
all right.
Right. Let me tell you something. A lot of the criminals now are being held up as superstars, like Rodney King. Matter of fact, in New York, Chief Gates, Larry Crackhead Davis is selling self-help cassettes. I think. He's on a whole lecture tour. You know what's ironic? I bet you Rodney King gets more on a lecture tour than you do, Chief Gates.
Oh, no question about it.
Speaking engagement. Yeah. That's even more money than Eazy-E would get, if you said.
Make a lot of money.
What did Rodney do before? He was so lucky to be beaten by the police.
That's like hitting the lottery. Chief Gates, do us a favor. Beat up Eazy-E over here, and then we'll collect all the money, and we'll all split it four ways.
But I ain't going for that.
You're not going for that. You don't like that. Huh? Tough guy, huh? All right. Now, let me get down to it here. The rap industry right now, right?
Niggas don't particularly like women either, though.
Niggas don't like... Niggas are homosexuals?
Niggas love women.
Are you niggas gay?
Why are we singing about...
Niggas love women. We just hate those bitches.
Oh, okay.
You're screaming about the bitches. Yeah. Now, who are the bitches, actually?
That's what a woman used to be.
A woman used to be a bitch, but you like certain kinds of women?
Yeah.
All right. Do you like
love
some
women?
Women, you love women. So the niggas are not gay.
Niggas are not gay.
Nothing wrong with that. Chief Gates can get
behind
that.
But I just wonder about those songs. All women are. It seems they're bad.
We're not talking about women. We're not talking about women. We're talking about the bitches.
Yeah. Well, there's no bitches when you're rich. I'll tell you that. Suddenly everybody is here. Now, is it true that you're suing Sony Records, Eric?
That's true.
Now, why are you doing that?
Because they try to destroy my. Sony is a Japanese-owned company.
So the Japanese are against the niggas?
I guess the Japanese are against the niggas.
So you're saying a lot of Japs don't like niggas?
Yeah.
I see
a lot of Japs don't like a lot of people.
I see. So you're going to sue them. Chief Case can get behind that.
Okay, let's do it.
My Chief Gates? So you're not mad at Chief Gates, are you?
No, I'm not mad.
Really? I can't believe that. I figure a guy who wrote F the Police would be mad at you, Chief Gates.
Yeah, you'd think so.
This is a love incident. I can't believe it. I'm really kind of shocked.
Apparently it was just a song.
Yeah. Evidently it was just a way to make some money. Oh,
I was mad at him. I was mad at the police that, you know, threw me around and, you know.
Did you get thrown around a lot? You got harassed?
Yeah, all the time.
What were you doing?
I got to tell you something. But you look like you're involved in criminal activity. I'll be honest with you. That hat and the coat. I got to be honest with you.
Anybody could wear a hat and a coat.
I can see where you should be frisked down. Believe me. Cuff him, Chief Gates. Go ahead. I can see where. Believe me, I don't mind. If I saw you in the neighborhood, I would want to have you checked out. I'll be honest with you.
They'd probably check you out, too.
Oh, I think so. I think I've been checked out a few times. No question about it. Right. Chief Gates is looking at me funny. Yeah. You can't believe he's an ally with a guy who looks like this. But Easy, I want to thank you for welcoming us into show business. Chief Gates, I want to thank you. This is a very wonderful occasion. Are the niggas happy that Howard Stern has hit number one?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah, they
are. And the niggas listen to us?
Yeah, niggas always listen to you.
They do?
Yeah.
And you have a new album out?
Yeah, I mean, I got like a maxi single coming out in about 2 weeks. It's called 5150.
5150?
Man, what is that?
What the hell is that
about?
Mean? That's got to be some kind of black thing.
Nah.
What is 5150?
Temporary insane.
Oh, is that what that is? That means they declare you 5150, temporary insanity, yeah. And that's how you get off? Oh, I see.
That's the name of the maxi single, and then
how come all your songs about committing crime?
Getting out of jail,
Chief Gates,
and
is this bad?
The
all these songs, killing the police, getting out of
jail. What is going on?
Yeah, Chief Gates, talk to Eric over here. He's a little misguided.
What about killing the police? What about the cop killing?
Well, no, initially you said, you didn't say, did you advocate killing cops?
You didn't do that.
No, Ice-T did that.
Ice-T did that, I know that. I'm just saying 5150 is how you...
I would take it off my album now.
That's how you wouldn't have taken it off your album?
Nah.
You think that was a good song?
It was cool.
It was a cool song, Kill the Police?
I mean, to each his own, you know?
Really?
Hey. What if we went around saying, let's kill the blacks?
That's cool. I mean, as long as you're making money, go.
Oh, my goodness.
We can go around and say,
you know, we thought all this stuff was political. It's about making money.
That's it? Making money?
I tell you, I once wrote a song.
I would knock nobody for making no money.
No.
Prostitutes.
That's all you care about?
Huh?
Well, you know, that's all you care about?
Nah.
No character?
It's got big overhead.
No sense.
How many children you got, Eric?
Five.
You have five children?
Yeah.
Seriously? You have five kids?
Uh-huh.
And where do you live now?
Yeah, where's your wife?
I'm not married.
You're not married? What the hell is going on, Eric? Now, seriously, what is going on with that? How come so many of the brothers out there are impregnating these women?
I'm just not the brothers doing it. Everybody doing it.
Everyone's doing
white,
that?
Black,
really?
Whatever, you know.
No, it's a black.
You have five children and never been...
It's not just a black thing.
All the same woman or different women?
Different women.
Different women.
Do you pay?
And how often do you see your kids?
All the time.
Do you pay for them?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
take it easy, Chief Gates.
That's something.
You're with NWAP, niggas with active penis. I'll tell you that. You are completely out of control. You really are.
I'm just letting you know it works, and I'm not, you know, homosexual or nothing
like
that.
Right, so you keep... Do you wear condoms when you have sex?
No, apparently not.
You don't have condoms?
Nah.
You never wear a condom?
Nah. You heard about AIDS?
Yeah, but the people that I mess with don't...
They're clean?
Yeah, they're
How
clean.
Do you know?
You smell them before you have sex with them.
I would have had it myself if they would have had it, right?
Oh, man.
That's a good way.
Jump around.
Chief Gates,
you know,
are we doomed as a society?
I guess so.
Chief Gates, you would like to say something. Are we doomed as a society?
What do you do now?
What are we going to do with Eric here? Eric's got five kids.
At least he's got some money.
Yeah. Now, what do you do? You pay child support?
Nah.
Oh, you don't?
Nah.
You don't pay child support?
Nah.
No? Are you serious, Eric?
I thought you said you paid for them.
I pay for the kids.
Oh, so you pay child support?
I mean, I take care of them.
Oh, I mean, you take care of
them. But there's no legal thing going on.
Once in a while, you throw them a couple of bucks.
Sometimes you forget.
Nah.
It's pretty steady, huh?
Oh, man, Eric. You're 20 years old. You already have five kids. Now, when did you first have your first kid? How old were you?
Probably I was like 14 or something.
14 years old.
He's got kids older than yours.
I know. He's got older kids than me, Chief Gates.
Chief
Gates.
Incredible.
Incredible. Chief Gates is all upset now. You guys were hitting it off. He was actually liking you.
Oh, I had more kids than...
You better cuff him, Chief Gates. cuff him around the genitals. Tell you right now. We got to put this guy out of pasture.
Oh, man.
So, you have these... Any white women?
Huh?
Did you get any white women pregnant?
I would say Jewish.
You got Jewish white women
Jewish
pregnant?
Jewish and black.
Jewish and black.
Yeah.
Jeez. Now, how can you write a song called F the Police when you're busy effing everyone else?
I did that too.
Effing everyone.
Completely outrageous.
I did a song called F Everybody.
F Everybody. That's a better song. Yeah. All right. Now, Chief Gates, I want to thank you for coming by and welcoming us to Los Angeles. And we are number one in your town. And, of course, from Niggers with Attitude, all the niggers love us.
Voilà. Donc, un résumé de la vie de Eazy-E. Bon, alors, vous doutez bien qu'il était un peu insouciant, pour ne pas dire très insouciant. Hein, et vous savez comment ça a fini. On poursuit avec quoi maintenant ? On va écouter un petit Conscious Daughters, You Want Me.
Yes. Do you want me, nigga?
If you want me, come and get me. I'm not hard to find. It won't take no time. So come and scoop a daughter up and spend a little time. Tell me all your wants and needs with that bag of roll that weed. The Mac and F daughter from the east. My shit's so good, these niggas feel off my feet. Yo, they want a slice, they want a bite, and so they take a lick. I'm rolling down a strip, rubbing on that nigga dick. And when you get me hot, nigga, ain't no stopping. I strap your ass to the bed and start hopping. And ride that motherfucker to death at a slow pace all night, dripping with sweat. Bad.
If you want this, come and get this. You ain't got stuff for it. I know what you want. That grab and hold on thick shit y'all niggas wanna grip with. That hot spot to stick with. Now tell me, can your ass flip this? Addicted to my liquid like dough. Them curves, they swerve, and niggas wanna slide down my slopes. My up and down is needed frequently. I freak this nigga secretly. Cause partner said he tryna meet with me. It's the kitten they never hitting but wishing. With no strings attached, no commitment, no trip.
It's the daughters with some freaky new tight shit. Nigga, hit the light switch. It's my lucky night. Oh shit. But I ain't tripping, spend the night with the one who got the tight grip. Nigga, give it up. I'm ready. So tell me what you wanna do. Keep it coming, stick and move. Old school ones and twos got you feening for it. But don't you think that we be hoeing? Cause we don't do no blowing. You're 68 and we be
you say you want me for show. You got a good pick. So let me in the dough and throw me that dick. I'm giving niggas treats when they under my sheets. I give them something to drink, something to smoke, something to eat.
Oh, nigga, don't you know I work freaks like you?
Just like you.
Every single day since 1982. It's like that, you want a game or play a mat. So with the quickness, won't you come and get this?
And when you get this, what you gonna do with it, boy? You better satisfy my needs, cause tonight you're my toy. Please break me off some shit that I remember forever. Some shit that I crave, some shit to leave a daughter dead.
It don't stop till them draws drop. I can work with you till the night's through. Now who does it belong to? CMD from TCD, I keep them bangs up. Once you taste it, it ain't never enough.
It's the daughters with some freaky new tight shit. Nigga, hit the light switch. It's my lucky night. Oh shit. But I ain't tripping, spend the night with the one who got the tight grip. Nigga, give it up. I'm ready. So tell me what you wanna do. Keep it coming, stick and move. Old school ones and twos got you feeling for it. But don't you think that we be hoeing? Cause we don't do no blowing. You're 68 and we be owing.
And for those that's not knowing, it's 6 o'clock. And the Ruthless Radio Show is in high gear. So strap up, fools, and let's ride the yellow brick road to Compton. My mellow E is in the house. My city G's is in the house. My IE's is in the house. And I'm Dirty Red. Yeah, I'm in the house.
Come on, come on, let's take that ride. Eazy-E, C-P-D-O-G from the other side. Rolling my 6-0-0-92.3 on my...
Damn, I hope that answering machine don't come on. Come on, Yellow, answer the phone.
Leave a message.
Giving the ass to no one. A female in the 90s trying to flirt and flunk. It's bitch season and niggas on a bitch hunt. Yo, at a local high school in the neighborhood. See the low sounds up, convertible down, and he looks good. Yeah, but see, it's all in the making. It's all plotted down. A girl walks out the school and he approaches.
À l'instant, ménage à toi, give that ass to no one, ne donne tes charmes à personne. Compton. Ménage à toi, une signature ruthless.
Wanted to go to movies and see a black hero. I figured out maybe someday on television they'll have it, man. Like you see on television, they come out. Look up in the sky. It's a crow. It's a bat. Yes, friend, super nigger. Able to leap tall buildings with a single bound. Faster than a bowl of chitlins. We find Super Nigger with his X-ray vision that enables him to see through everything except Whitey. We find Super Nigger disguised as Clark Washington, mild-mannered custodian for the Daily Planet. Shuffling in to Perry White's office.
Hey, man, I'm quitting, baby.
Great Caesar's ghost, I can't talk to you now.
Talk to me, Jack, because I'm ready to quit, man. I've had it up to here, you dig? And I'm tired of doing them hauls every time I finish. Lois Lane and them come slipping and sliding down through there. And I got to do them over again. You dig it, baby? I'm through. You know, fire me.
I can't talk to you now. The warehouse is on fire.
What warehouse?
Warehouse 86.
Damn, that's where I got my stash. This look like a job for Super Nigger. And he jump in the closet and get his stuff together, you know. Up, up, and away. Right, you know, and he fly, and the music would be a little different. Bam, 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 boom, huh, bam, 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 boom, huh, boom, bam, 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 bam. The white prisoner sit over there.
Too life.
Too much pressure.
Them have no joy.
Too much pressure.
Them have no joy.
Too much pressure.
The pressure got to stop.
Basically, gangster rap, I guess it's like telling the real and not holding back, giving up, you know, the reality from the street point of view. And like by us being from the streets, we know how to report it. I tell, you know, basically what's going on.
Eazy-E grew up on the mean streets of Compton, California. He's a gangster rap original with a long police rap sheet and a top 10 pop album.
They say rap promotes violence and gangster rap does this and everything else. And I don't think gangster rap promotes violence at all. I think it's the person, you know. a song, a rap song, doesn't make a person go out and shoot people or go out and rape people and everything else. I think it's the person.
I have some lyrics here from some of the songs that you've done in your career, and to be very honest, much of this I can't even say on television, but I want to read some of this to you. So what about the bitch that got shot? F her. You think I care about a bitch? I ain't a sucker.
Right.
Songs
That's
titled...
not talking about women, though.
What is it talking
a
about?
A lot of women, bitches. It's a difference. I figure a bitch is someone that does, like, scandalous things to you.
You have another you have another song called Real Niggas. Why do you guys call it?
On se dépêche de faire les infos. Alors, selon Xenocorp, on baisse bien le son derrière. Hein. Selon Xenocorp, retour annoncé des Deaths de Catacombes. Alors, Catacombes, hein, c'est un des groupes de Deaths du sud de la France, comme Shud, comme Aggressor, comme Witches, et pas mal d'autres, donc qui ont sévi dans la fin des années 80 jusqu'au milieu des années 90. Donc, le groupe avait sorti plusieurs démos et des EP. Et avait splitté avant de sortir un album. Armée de la Mort Records, donc Legion of Death, le label de Chaxul, avait sorti une compilation de Catacombes, ainsi qu'une compilation de Merciless, de Disabled et d'autres groupes Death, et Thrush aussi d'ailleurs. Donc là, le retour de Catacombes, le groupe va sortir un EP Back to Unknown Kadat, donc chez Xenocorp. Donc ça sortira en version vinyle et cassette. Et en fait, ce Back to Unknown Kadat, c'est leur démo de 93 réenregistré. Alors pour l'instant, il y en a que... Le line-up, c'est juste deux personnes. Mais apparemment, ils envisagent aussi un album. Donc ça sortira en décembre, le 10 décembre exactement, chez Xenocorp, le label qui sort aussi Merciless, Pufidophal, Otargos, etc. etc. Vibrion aussi, je crois. Alors chez Vlad TV, on change de style. Hein. Vlad TV, vous savez qu'on n'en parlait plus depuis un moment par rapport à la, on va dire, la controverse pour aller vite à propos de Farrakhan. Hein, puisque Vlad s'était senti pousser des ailes. C'était un peu à la suite de du débat entre guillemets controverse sur Eminem. Est-ce que Eminem était ou pas un hip-hop guest, enfin un guest dans la maison du hip-hop. Donc disons que Lord Jamar et puis... comment il s'appelle ? J'oublie le nom du comic, enfin, bref, qui a d'ailleurs joué dans un épisode de Unité Spéciale. Godfrey, voilà. Godfrey, Lord Jamar et Godfrey donc, ont arrêté de participer donc, à Vlad TV et donc, se sont recentrés sur le Yanadamin Godcast. Voilà. Donc, jusqu'ici, moi, je n'ai pas trop regardé Vlad TV, donc, mais j'ai vu qu'il y a une interview de Black Sea et du RBL Posse. Donc ça peut être intéressant, en attendant que Lord Jamar interviewe beaucoup plus d'artistes West qu'il ne le fait. Bref, donc à voir pour ceux qui sont fans de RBL Pussy. Chéri Bibi annonce la sortie, alors c'est une vieille nouvelle mais je l'en reparle là, annonce la sortie d'un recueil consacré à Verminax, donc pour ceux qui lisent Chéri Bibi, ça doit leur parler.
Ha ha! James Bond!
Veuillez nous excuser pour cette interruption momentanée pardon, des programmes. Bref, Chéri Bibi annonce la sortie d'un recueil consacré à Verminax, Verminax le gredin de l'ombre. Ça sera une bande dessinée de 92 pages et ça sort le 25 juin et on peut la précommander. Les Misfits seront la tête d'affiche du festival Riot Fest à Chicago du 17 au 19 septembre 2021. Donc Glenn Danzig, Doyle, Jerry Only, donc pour le line-up des années 80, plus Dave Lombardo, le batteur, l'ex-batteur de Slayer et actuel batteur de Suicidal. Alors, Je ne sais pas si c'est confirmé, parce que là, je viens de voir l'annonce de Living Colour qui va jouer aussi au Riot Fest, et on ne voit pas les Misfits sur l'affiche. Donc, affaire à suivre. Autre news, Strut Records réédite l'album Keep In Mind de Myriam Makeba, sorti à l'été 70. Et puis Cherry Records annonce une bonne vague de rééditions pour juillet. Alors, par exemple, les compilations Punk and Disorderly, donc trois volets, au départ c'était sorti en mars 82, septembre 82 et l'été 83, donc trois compilations Punk and Disorderly. Eh bien, ça sortira donc en box set 3 CD. Ils annoncent un box set 4 CD de Iggy and the Stooges, Born in a Thriller, The Sisters and Rehearsal Tapes 72-73. La compilation Explosive Rocksteady, donc 2 CD, réédition de compilation sortie chez Trojan Records en 68. Ils annoncent aussi, entre autres, un box set 9 CD de Phyllis Hyman, Old Friend, The Deluxe Collections, 1976-1998, donc 76-98. Phyllis Hyman, donc une grande chanteuse soul pour ceux qui connaissent. Voilà, donc tout ça et d'autres choses pour juillet 2021. Voilà pour les news, et on va continuer avec Southland, We Stay Ruthless. On va écouter le morceau Players Only Love You.
Thinking to myself, what trick I should call? They said a freak's come out at night. You're out of mind, you're out of sight. Your homies like me know just what to do. Always out looking for something new. Hit up the homie, said he had about two. Guess it's time for me to slide on through. Jumped in the caddy, 9-3 Fleetwood. Southland gangster up to no good. I don't count time, I make time count. The real shit's what I'm all about. You hit the corner, 9:30. I can't fuck with her, she's half a dime. Come on, baby girl, I love it when you with me. When you gone, you just smooth memory. Cause my habits and my protocols. You ain't a factor, what my others call. You know the name of the game, ain't nothing changed. I'm a Southland gangster, it ain't the same. I may got you hooked by the way I talk. All those feelings you caught, that shit gotta stop. Ain't no other way I could break it down. Might feel another way, that's how I get down. Don't get attached, me and you could be a perfect match. But for now I'm gone, players will play on this player song. Writing cause that street hood crashed. Playing like a player like I'm Fleetwood Mac. Women will come and women will go. Hustle like a hustler for the cash flow. Girl, you know the biz, it is what it is. I'm a Southland gangster, forget them little kids. So don't trip, that's just how it goes. Your girls be hating, but they don't really know. It's Hillside still banging out the ride. You know what's up, I'm a man with pride. Still a player, you know how I do. And if you're down, then what's up with me and you?
Alors, je suppose que vous avez reconnu le sample de Fleetwood Mac, je crois que c'est Rumours, le morceau, enfin leur tube. Et c'était donc le Southland, et donc sur l'album We Stay Ruthless, le morceau c'était donc Players Only Love You. Petite interlude.
Back to you, back to you. Celebrate the bullets, but just to see it. You don't want to show it, 'cause you know it won't bring them back. When I was 17, when I rocked at a jam, suckers look at me mean, they wouldn't give me respect, told girls I was whack, you shouldn't have did that, mama, I'm here for the payback. Man, you know what,
I'm mad,
they spread rumors about the king that said that I was a front, all my rhymes are whack, all my cuts are bunk, they said I live in a slum, my father's a bum, they said my sister's a crack kid, my brother's drinking rum, but I didn't let it bother me, took my time, sat at the kitchen table, wrote my rhymes, and now that I'm 18, I'm not a kid no more. I can walk in the nightclub and wop across the floor. I'ma show you I'm good, make you wish that you could do the things that I do. If I could teach you, I would. See, back then you didn't like me, but I stayed in your path. See my name on a flyer, you giggle and laugh. Tell people I'm soft when I can really get off. You didn't know it, now I show it. I'm the hip hop boss. See, people like you are known for faking, fronting and bluffing and perpetrating, biting and lying and always waiting for me to come around and see how much I'm making. See, money I get, 'cause I'm a pro with this trade. See, you thought you got away, but you're about to get paid. You told girls I was whack, you shouldn't have did that, brother. Huh, I'm King T and my payback's some other.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm mad.
Wanna battle, let him come, we'll discuss it over lunch and drink some 151. After that I set a trap, even though I feel tipsy, the crowd starts to clap and I ain't even got busy. I'm great, some people say that I'm a genius, you said my crew's whack, you haven't even seen it, so I get your back. You can't survive too long telling lies about the king, but I can take it, I'm strong. Got an Emmy in rap for using my cool strategy. Rapping was nominated to get a Academy. The girlies I get, suckers probably get mad at me, I don't care, King T is the baddest. Trademark, I'm going for a medal, letting off my steam, light fire to the kettle, sporting white gold and a baseball cap. You better look out, suckers, I'm here for the payback.
Man.
You know what?
I'm mad.
Got it right.
Hold a fight. Got it right.
Head hunch of the team, numero uno, Gaddafi of the hip-hop scene. And I could be a cool rebel, I'm already tough, dominant rap artist, never spoke on a bluff. Down and I'm hard, when I'm rocking I'm smooth. I get a trophy for mostly doing b-boy moves. Affiliated with the posse, let me go down the list. Scotty D, Keith Cooley, and Cold Crush Chris. Unknown as a pro, he's also down with the crew, the mastermind of the drum, DJ Cool Poo. If you ever get souped up, you look like a poop, but you asked me to stop, and now I'll ask you to do what? I won't stop till I paid you back. By the time I'm through with you, you wanna smoke some crack? 'Cause I'm the King T,
there is no other. You better get ready, my payback's some other.
This word that has been
we didn't give ourselves this name now.
But right now in society, you guys are calling yourself niggers
right.
a lot
but
more than
we didn't give ourselves that name. People have been calling us niggers for years, and so we carry that word. Right now, the word is like saying homeboy.
The fact is that there are a lot of gangster records right now. There's a lot of voices for people who had no voice before. When Sticky Fingers said, I hate your guts, and I hope you die. My name is Sticky Fingers, my life is a lie. I want you to feel that in your chest. I want you to understand he's third generation 40 Projects, and he's that mad.
I hate your guts, and I hope that you die. Sticky Fingers, the name in my life is a lie.
Maybe if there were jobs there, he wouldn't be as angry. But in the meantime, he might rob you. And that's a reality. That's a reality that white America has to live with. That's a reality that kids in Boise, Idaho are just beginning to understand.
This happens every day around my waist, so I pray that I can live another day.
Gangsta rap is so controversial that some record companies are putting out two versions of gangsta music videos, with and without guns, because MTV won't air gratuitous violence. And some radio stations are now refusing to play violent rap songs.
Let's take the current record by Snoop Dogg. He makes a reference to 187 on an undercover cop. 187 is the California police code for murder. There's no consequence expressed in any of these actions. This is a simple glorification of doing these types of things. Those types of records we don't want aired on V103.9.
Reverend Jesse Jackson thinks gangster rap is perpetuating the problem of black-on-black violence. He is talking boycott.
Record company.
Crazy bone in the bone. With my mind and mighty warrior. With my mind and mighty warrior. This is all real, what you see. I said it's all real. It's just a thug and me. Nigga, just because crazy quiet, speak less. Don't be mistaken, my kindness for weakness. Humble but ready to rumble my violence side. I can't deny, I'm like a Jekyll and Hyde, Gemini. Look, if you see me quiet, then I'm plotting to ride. Why, tell me why, in the eyes I'm labeling the menace, but I like it. Destroyer, paranoia will make me.
Une pensée pour Paul Mooney qui nous a quitté cette semaine.
Now I get it, I'm a phone, niggas acting crazy. Save this off, come and get it if you really want it. Yeah. It's hating, baby, that got me so cold. You gotta be heartless in certain situations, like with delegation. It's all real, what you see. True, I said it's all real. It's just a thug in me. It's all real, what you see.